Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Piazza. Vice President Pence at the 8th Summit of the Americas weighed in on Russia's retaliation threat for the U.S.-led coalition bombing in Syria.
Assad and his patrons would do well not to test our resolve or the capabilities of the armed forces of the United States.
This was President Trump's second strike on Syria over its use of chemical weapons on its own citizens. A storm system slamming through the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes. Heavy winds, rain, hail, and snow forcing flight cancellations, treacherous road conditions, and killing at least three people, including a sleeping two-year-old Louisiana girl. More than 200 flights were canceled Saturday at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, and blizzard conditions forced the airport in South Dakota's biggest city, Sioux Falls, to remain closed. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating or air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned, and they've been around for over 30 years. And right now, you can take advantage of Mays' huge blowout promotion. Complete HVAC packages starting at just $4,600 for a 3-ton split system while supplies last. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be here when you need them. Mays Heating and Air is an Alabama Power Company Superior Solutions dealer and a certified Alagasco contractor. Financing is available. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal at only $79. Call Paul Mays today for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895, 361-1895, or go to callmaysitpays.biz. State Alabama license number 89388.
But no bread for us. Thanks. So, do you remember what you said about Adam's Drugs the last time we had lunch?
I sure do. I told you they had great customer service, a very friendly staff, and they were located just around the corner. I told you that you should try Adam's Drugs, too.
Right. Well, my pharmacy closed in the grocery store, and I decided to go to Adam's Drugs just down the street. I was worried it would be hard to get my prescriptions transferred over and fill the medicines I needed now.
So how did it go?
It couldn't have gone any smoother. I simply gave them my name, some general information, and what prescriptions I needed transferred, and they took care of the rest.
I told you, Adam's Drugs is easy to deal with.
Yeah, but the pharmacist got off the phone with the other pharmacy and asked what I needed filled today. He said I could wait and that it would only take a little while. You know, I should have gone there sooner.
Come to any of our 12 convenient locations and see what everyone is talking about. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adam's Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a busy night ahead. It'll be windy. Showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous this evening, tonight, through the overnight hours till tomorrow morning. Some of the storms could be severe, with damaging wind gusts, and tornadoes are certainly a possibility. Keep our weather app handy. Otherwise, a risk of showers through the morning hours tomorrow, then breezy, cooler, high 63, colder with clearing skies Sunday night, low 42, and only low to mid 60s for a high on Monday. If you don't have our weather app, get it on your phone or tablet now, and it'll instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your particular location, plus interactive radar and future radar and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, it's time for Clearing the Air, and as always, I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to cope with a mind and body infected with the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease or Morgellons syndrome. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome. Welcome to the program. My guest tonight, or my co-host, I should say, is Postman, a man who's been awake much, much longer than me. And just like yours truly, was jostled awake, you may say. Welcome, Postman.
Hi. Hi, Terry.
Before we go any further, I need to read you my disclaimer. I do not want you to believe a single word you hear tonight because you need to do your own investigating. You've got to figure this stuff out for yourself, folks. Remember, something that you attain for yourself is always more valuable than something freely given to you, such as life. Yesterday, President Trump gave the go-ahead to attack the country of Syria, citing, and I'm using 84 air quotes here, proof of Assad gassing children. Trump had our military fire missiles at Syria. Yesterday, our president threw his loyal supporters, patriots of this once great republic, under the bus. Of course, we should have seen that something was wrong, that something was happening behind the scenes with President Trump. When he appoints someone who D.C. insiders say is a hammer and sees everything else as a nail, whose name is John Bolton, by the way, to go along with his pro-torture, love the agency hawks Pompeo, and yet to be confirmed head of the agency Haspel, folks, war is looming. Let's face it, when the only adult in the room is called Mad Dog, you have to wonder just what we've gotten ourselves into. Honestly, I think they, and they being the so-called deep state, they have something on Trump. I mean, of course they do, but they have seriously compromised him somehow. Now, maybe they achieved this by threatening his family, because suddenly he's all in on a war that will likely escalate into World War III, an unwinnable war that will finish off America and could end up destroying this entire planet, folks. Excuse me, I had a Pringle try to choke me before the show. And all of this because he was told that Assad's people gassed some civilians. Folks, this is insane. Listen to the timeline here. A couple of weeks ago, America announced that she's leaving Syria, and the relieved president of that country responds by doing something that everyone in the world knows will prompt a military response by us? Bull, that dog don't hunt. Assad is not stupid. That would be the last thing he would do, because he's been trying to get us to leave ever since we got there. This was not done by Assad. It wasn't done by the Syrian government. This was done, and you can write this down, by the American-funded and armed rebels that traitor John, I lost my sanity in Hanoi, McCain embraces. This was not done by Assad or his troops. We have evidence to support this. On the official Clear in the Air Facebook page, I posted a story about a British firm's hacked emails that talk about the false flag gas attack in Syria. It was done using staged pre-deceased bodies of children. They even reused some of the children that they showed in other attacks. Whoops. Remember, folks, your perception is your reality. They're molding your perception. They're molding your reality because you see, the deep state wants war because war makes them richer. And with riches comes power. With power comes control. And these people, if they even really are people, are control freaks. They own the military-industrial complex. They make money every time a missile's launched, every time a tank fires a shell, every time a soldier fires his weapon, they make money. And here we are, once again on the precipice of another conflict. And all of this over what? Over a gas attack on civilians, which included children? Nonsense! Let me tell you what this is really about. This is about a pipeline. This is about a pipeline we want to build that will allow the powers that shouldn't be to make even more money, become even richer, which will give them more control over the planet and over you and I. For you and me, folks, this is a lose-lose situation. We're not going to win no matter what happens here because it's all about their making more money. And like I just said, money is power. Power is control. And they're addicted to it. They love it. They can't live without it. Why do you think they're doing everything they're doing? Oh, another big benefit of war for them is depopulation. But, of course, it's not their kids. Their kids aren't going to go to war. Their kids are going to pull a W and go to some National Guard thing and fly around in jets and play, and they're not going to be in combat. God forbid their children get shot at. They can't have that. It's insane. It's the haves and the have-nots. It's quickly becoming more and more defined. The politicians, the elite, they're the haves. Everybody else are the have-nots. Welcome to the club. This is Clear in the Air, folks. While I have a chance, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours for 3 hours every Saturday night. Short break, 3 minutes. Y'all come back with us. We will be right back.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Allow me to introduce myself. My team and I are River Region locals. We live, work, and play here, so we know the area and we know our neighbors well. Our interest is your interest. Alabama Home Mortgage is not like the big banks. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. I assure you, you won't be disappointed. What are you waiting for? Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for voting Hometown Lenders the Reader's Choice Best Mortgage Company in the River Region. To work with a proven winner, call 647-1900 or apply online at 647-1900.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
Are your plants hungry for attention or just hungry? The Home Depot can help. With bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil, a special buy, 5 for just $10. Miracle-Gro improves existing soil with important nutrients plants need for stronger roots, feeding them for up to 3 months, so they'll never miss a meal. This spring, serve up Miracle-Gro garden soil. 5 bags, $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 80 bags per customer.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Okay. I want to, besides being the backbone of the legal profession, client-attorney privilege also makes for some good visual entertainment. Remember the movie The Firm? Well, that was just one Hollywood portrayal of this most important tenet of our legal system. You see, the client-attorney privilege encourages the accursed, or rather, the accused, to be open and honest with his or her attorney without fear that others will be able to pry into those conversations. Further, being fully informed by the client enables the attorney to provide the best legal advice. Now, the privilege is in play on a daily basis, whether litigated in court, serving as a background consideration in how best to advise the client while maintaining confidences between both. Even in business transactions, it's critical to maintain their privilege as unseen conflicts may result in litigation down the road where attorney-client communications become of interest to an opponent. However, the raid on the President of the United States' personal lawyer basically blew away this sacred law of trust. It basically declared it null and void. The damage Mueller and his henchmen have created will be long felt in this country where legalities are used as revenue enhancement. This man, Mueller, chosen for his ability to dig up the bodies, metaphorically speaking, on anyone and everyone in the political sphere, is being commanded by the dark forces who have for so long controlled the direction of this once great bastion of freedom, America. He's been ordered to get busy with his spade and start digging up everything he can find on Donald Trump. And folks, I would think there's probably a whole lot to find. Because you see, power and influence in America is created and fueled by money. Because money is power, power's control. It's really that simple. Trump has been a man of much power and much wealth, so it stands to reason that anything he desires, he can have. It's probably how it's been all of his adult life. Now, this would include, of course, women, and I would suspect quite a few of them. Now, perhaps the deep state knows exactly how many and who they all are. I don't know. I'm beginning to think they do. Well, celebrated author Dean Henderson, he believes that Trump was inserted into the office of the President of the United States specifically because of these past indiscretions. Now, Dean believes that the powers that shouldn't be saw this as the perfect way to placate the constitutionalist masses with the political outsider in the Oval Office while at the same time controlling the man by breaking down the door to his closet and pulling out the skeletons one by one. Now, if one looks at what happened just in the past few weeks, this would certainly seem to be the case. Now, the deep state, as I said in my opening, they want war badly. Hillary was supposed to give it to them. They had her ready to be inserted. She was going to give them war. She didn't get it. Well, they want war with Russia. But like I said before, they own the military-industrial complex, so they further enrich themselves. And their children, like I said, will never be placed in harm's way, you know, because I'm sure they're going to do the W National Guard cocaine plan. And war, of course, helps the depopulation efforts. Now, here's the deal. It seems to me that Trump was the big hiccup in the 16-year plan to destroy America by the Clintons and Obama, just to turn it into another piece of the New World Order that we all loathe. And Hillary's two terms, that was to be the final nail in the proverbial coffin of this republic. But Trump's election, or selection, depending on who you believe, ended that plan, or did it? Because you see, last week, or 2 weeks ago now, I suppose, Trump announced that we're pulling out of Syria. Now, the Ruskies had all but destroyed ISIS, our purported reason for being there to begin with. Then all of a sudden, the Stormy Daniels affair resurfaced. He'd already paid her off, and she'd already come out and said, oh, no, there's nothing to this. Then suddenly she gets a national, or I guess worldwide stage on television to talk about her tryst with now President Trump while the audience, that would be you and me, watched. Now, do you think that's a coincidence or is the timing just, is it just happenstance? No, it's not. The Donald refused to play as he was instructed, so they played one of the many cards that they're holding on him. It's just like this gas attack that's being blamed on Assad. This is hogwash, folks. Why in the world would he do something so monstrous after we said we were leaving? He would be a complete and utter fool to do that, and he is not that. He's not a fool. This is the worst thing that could have happened, and suddenly all over the world, the public sees the dead children foaming at the mouth. And as predicted, an outraged president, the afore and off-mentioned Donald J. Trump, tweeting that we're going to destroy Assad's children, gassing forces. But there's a problem because they've already used those same dead kids once before. You know, here we go again, folks. Another false flag. British mercenaries, funded by us and, of course, Israel, carried out by forces loyal, which means paid or rented by us. All of this designed to prolong the conflict over there to get rid of Assad so we can complete the pipeline. We can build a pipeline. So we find ourselves back to the occupier of the Oval Office, Donald J. Trump. One of his infamous tweets after the gas attack has been found to be bogus. In other words, he did not tweet that, which is very interesting. Well, you know that Trump invited, he's invited Vladimir Putin to D.C. for a little get-together, which is just destroy, killing the hawks. The Democrats, the hawks, the neocons, they can't stand this. Because he's going off script. Then what happens? His lawyer's office gets raided. Mueller's boy sees personal client lawyer communiques, which of course is unconstitutional, illegal, and breaks the most sacred tenets in the country. Why did he do this? Did he finally find proof of the Russian collusion him and the demon craps have been screaming about since the Princess of Darkness was denied her promised throne? Of course not. Think about it. QAnon and Trump himself have alluded to the fact that they have proof of many of the deep state actors disguised as politicians engaged in the darkest, most evil rituals you can imagine. So it stands to reason that Mueller was sent to seize all of the evidence before the rumored roundup could begin. Think about that. Think about Kennedy Jr. Because you know he was going to, whatever office he ran for, he was a Kennedy. He was good looking. He was sharp. He was going to win. Hillary, he was going to win where Hillary wound up winning. Hillary was involved in getting rid of him. All of the evidence that Trump has, that he says he has, it stands to reason that would be at his lawyer's office. Is this why Mueller and his crew raided and took everything? I guarantee you it is. Has nothing to do with Russia. Has everything to do with these Luciferian psychopaths that are in our government. That's what this is all about, folks. Think about that. That makes perfect sense. They had to get rid of Kennedy so Clinton could get that position, move on up, get ready so they could insert her. Insert her as president. Didn't work out, but that's what the plan had been. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. Now, I don't have time before this next break. We're going to get into something. I don't know. You've probably heard of the elongated skulls that they found in Peru. They did DNA tests on them. And guess what? They're not from here. Imagine that. Now, there is something called cranial headboarding where these people, the Peruvians, apparently some kind of extraterrestrials came down that had elongated skulls. And what these, I guess, I hate to call them uncivilized because it depends on how you look at it, but they wanted to mimic the way the gods look. So what they started doing was what's called cranial headboarding. Newborn children, when the skull is soft, they would take boards and rope and tie it to their skulls to spread their skulls out to look essentially like Dan Aykroyd's cone head. And this was to pay homage to the gods that came to see them, okay? Now, that's what everybody started saying when these skulls started showing up. Well, this is just cranial headboarding. Well, that was fine and dandy, and that made sense until they found the skeleton of a woman with a elongated skull, and they found the fetus still inside of her with an elongated skull. So it could not have been cranial headboarding. Well, they finally got the DNA test back on this thing, and it is not from Earth. So how do you explain that? It was from somewhere else. It was an extraterrestrial. Well, it's interesting because that part of the world, there's something in there called Aramumuru, near Lake Titicaca, and it's just kind of fun to say Titicaca. It's really a cool word. But there's an ancient gateway down there. It's a portal. It's revered by the locals as the gateway that the gods traverse to and from this world. The locals say it's a spot where life was first created on Earth. It's a massive, massive stone slab. They call it a door, with an approximately, I guess it's about 3 foot square, symmetrical recess carved into the front. Now, according to the shaman, you stick your head in that recess, and when you hum in a specific tone, a frequency, because everything's frequency, the door actuates, and you go through this portal into another dimension or another universe, depends on how you look at it. Now, locals have seen glowing orbs of light coming in and out of this door, which, of course, as I mentioned, is a solid slab of rock. No hinges, no openings, nothing, as well as very tall beings coming and going in and out of this door. Now, I submit to you that this is just one of the many portals on this planet. It's kind of like when you're a programmer and you build this program and you leave yourself a back door, a way to get back into the program. I think that's what the ETs that have been here messing with us, I think they left themselves a way to come and go out of this dimension or this world, and that's what all these portals are. Now, could that explain all the crazy disappearances in the, say, the Bermuda Triangle? I think it could. There's a lot of different things that don't make sense. Maybe these people stumble upon a portal. I don't know, but it makes sense. But this guy, a guy named Jerry Wills, him and his wife, Kathy, they were just gotten married, and they went on an expedition down there. Now, he'd always been attracted to ancient Peruvian sites, but he didn't know why. The interesting thing about Jerry Wills was he was found in an abandoned farmhouse as a newborn back in Kentucky back in 1953. A neighboring farmer heard a baby crying and went over there, and there he was. So, you know, what happened to his parents? No one knows. It's weird. Well, in 1965, when he was 12 years old, Jerry saw a silver disc as it hovered over the pine trees in his rural Kentucky farm. He was chopping wood. Now, in his head, he heard someone say, "We will return in the future." And a year later, he met a male extraterrestrial named Zoe, who claims he was from a humanoid civilization on a planet orbiting the star Tel Ceti, about 12 light years from Earth. And for those who are not familiar with exactly what a light year is, let me tell you, the distances in space are so great that our normal predilection for miles and kilometers fail us. So we use what's called a light year. A light year is the distance that you can travel in 1 year when you're going 187,000 miles a second. Now, for those of you hard-headed ones out there like me who insist on equating the distance in miles, and you know who you are, that means a light year is 5.9 trillion miles. And for those of you stuck on the metric system, God help you, that works out to be 9.5 trillion kilometers. Either way, it's not exactly a hop, skip, and a jump to go visit our cosmic neighbors. But these cats came and visited Jerry. We got to hit this break, 5-minute break. When we get back, we'll get into what happened with Jerry, and we will get into what happened to him when he went down to Aramuru in Peru. It's very fascinating. Folks, keep listening. We'll be right back.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, what do you have coming up?
The Spring Cleaning Yard Sale, April 21st, on a Saturday, out in front of the store. The vendors will be set up out there. This is when they have to clean out everything, and, you know, as vendors, we have a big collection of stuff. We need to turn over and move so that we can redo our spaces and everything like that. There'll be just a ton of good furniture and jewelry and good glassware and tools. There'll be some clothing. There'll be books and records, just anything that you can name.
So it's a good idea to bring a truck.
Bring a truck. Load it up.
And the date for the spring yard sale is?
It's April 21st out in front of the store. We're supposed to start at 6, but we can start earlier. We don't care. And it goes until 2, and we don't necessarily stop at 2.
The Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, and here is your 2018 real estate market report. The average sales for homes in our region was $161,700 for the first 3 months of 2018. Listings are taking less time to attract buyers, and the supply of available homes is shrinking. Sales of first-time buyer homes priced from $100,000 to $140,000 have been outpacing other price ranges in sales throughout the river region. Buyers are looking for well-cared-for existing homes that do not need major repairs and that are fairly priced. 80% of home buyers last year chose their home by curb appeal first before they called their realtor. Knowing how to price your home, how to stage your home, how to show and present your home will make all of the difference of whether you sell your home. For all the details, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or bogoodson at charter.net.
Hey, Montgomery, how do you make an amazing deal on internet and TV even better? You stack on $480 worth of savings. For a limited time, WOW is offering 100 meg internet for only $19.99 a month when bundled. We're also stacking on a free DVR for 1 year and your choice of one premium channel. Plus, next day installation is also available. But this stack of deals won't last forever. So go to WOWWay.com or call 855-WOWWAY2 and switch to WOW today. Wow, that's better. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a busy night ahead. It'll be windy. Showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous this evening, tonight, through the overnight hours till tomorrow morning. Some of the storms could be severe with damaging wind gusts, and tornadoes are certainly a possibility. Keep our weather app handy. Otherwise, a risk of showers through the morning hours tomorrow, then breezy, cooler, high 63, colder with clearing skies Sunday night, low 42, and only low to mid 60s for a high on Monday. If you don't have our weather app, get it on your phone or tablet now, and it'll instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your particular location, plus interactive radar and future radar and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, welcome back to the program. On a sad note, Art Bell died today. Art Bell, you probably remember for the creator of Coast to Coast, which I swear to you I've never listened to. I guess I'm going to have to start listening to it. Something else I wanted to mention before I get back into the Jerry Will story is hopefully you've noticed all the chemtrails, all the aerosols that have been released. Well, actually, this year it's been insane. The last few days it's been heavy, so I knew something was coming. They were steering something this way, and sure enough, Jay was telling us as he was leaving from the nerd show that, I'm sorry, the game show, I should say, that, well, you know, that Rich Thomas would be here for the weather because it's apparently going to get bad. But that, folks, it's weather control, weather modification. It's no question that's what's going on. Just wanted you to know that. Okay. So we're talking about Jerry Wills. Next 5 years, Jerry met with Zoe, this E.T., from claims he was from Tel Ceti, many times, and Jerry said he even flew with him in his spacecraft. Now, according to Jerry, the craft was controlled by the alien's mind through his six-fingered hands. Six-fingered. Get that. Six-fingered. as they rested in what seemed like an embossed panel on the ship. Now, it's interesting to note back in 1947, the same year as the infamous Roswell crash, a disc went down in Socorro, New Mexico, and panels matching Jerry's description were found in the debris. Of course, they were immediately taken off to Wright-Patterson, but we do have some pictures some locals took before the military got there and secured the scene. Now, in one of the many meetings that Jerry had with the alien he calls Zoe, he was shown the constellations via a square black box that Zoe controlled with a remote control. Now, it was during this demonstration that Zoe told John that Jerry, that we humans did not originate on this planet and that our species were spread throughout the galaxy. Now, this was verified by John Keel, who's author of Our Haunted Planet, who told Linda Moulton Howe that the universe of ours is teeming with life, but it's all humanoid-based. You know, bipeds, two arms, two legs, two eyes, two ears, like us. Well, on November 11, 1998, around 11 o'clock at night, Jerry discovered for himself exactly what Aramu Muru actually does. He stuck his head in the stone recess and, while being advised by a native shaman, began to hum in a specific tone. Moments later, he felt himself falling, and he had trouble remaining conscious. He then found himself in what he described as an endless white room with no visible walls or doors, just an endless expanse of white. He walked around for a moment and finally began to shout out loud, "Is anyone here?" Then he heard a voice, a human's voice, a man's voice, who asked him, "Who are you?" He answered by giving his name and then was asked where he had come from. He told the voice where he had come from, the planet, the location, whatever. And then it started getting real interesting. He asked him, "Well, how did you get here?" So he told him about the portal. And there were a lot of questions, some that the voice refused to answer because he said it, as a human, he would not be able to comprehend or understand them. But he told him that there are different universes, there are different dimensions, and ours is just one single existence. But our consciousness is able to travel numerous places, different dimensions. It's incredible what he was told. He also was told that this planet, from the moment we're born, it's a constant state of decay. Everything starts going down. When we die, it's exactly the opposite. Where we go, everything starts going up. You know, when I heard that, I thought about it, and I said, that makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Everything I've ever heard by near-death experiencers, they always say when they meet their mom or their dad or their uncle, they're not the age they were when they died. They're like in their 30s. Probably the best time of their lives as far as their physical shape and being mature. 25, 35, somewhere in that range. That's interesting. Very interesting. But again, Peru. What is up with Peru? Postman, what do you have to say about this? I know that aliens is kind of your bag, man.
First of all, let's harken back to when you first mentioned about what the planet was, mm-hmm. and what I was told and in research that I've done that Earth itself is a seventh dimensional galactic ascension machine.
Wow.
And that it was created first as a galactic seed planet. A planet that was created to actually seed this sector of the galaxy and beyond. And what has happened, people, is that the Fallen Ones has jumped ahead. They've hacked into the system, and what they're doing is they're seeding the galaxy before its time, and they're actually making money off of it. It's commerce, folks. You've heard me mention before on the program is that we are the most important commodity on this planet.
Yep.
And for some reason or another, I mean, I harp on it so much until the reason why I tell you that is because I don't want you to forget it. You know, forget all the stuff that's selling on the stock market. When the stock market goes, it's us. That's going to be important today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe that too.
The commerce is going to keep going, and as for this encounter that that the fellow had with the with the alien from from Tel Ceti.
Yes.
There's numerous star systems out there that are inhabited, you know, by the human genome, and you know, because the humans actually weren't from here in the beginning.
That's right. That's been proven through our DNA.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't believe what I'm about to tell you. I want you to research this for yourself. Ireland is the key, folks. Ireland is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Africa is the key, folks. Africa is the key. Those two places are the most important two places on Earth that humans were seeded. Now, when Earth was first created, recreated for the second time.
Now, is this after it was broken off from
that? After it had broken off, you know, from when it was destroyed, you know, from that huge Neptune-sized planet that was in the fourth position where the asteroid belt is now.
Mm-hmm.
After it went to the third position where it is now, and after it healed itself, it sent out a call throughout the whole galaxy, you know, for sentient life to come in. The people that first showed up first were the people that populated Ireland. These people actually were Lyran in origin. I'm talking about a constellation called Lyra. I mean, look it up, do your research if you're interested. But these people were, they were benevolent. They were humanoid, and they actually came from a race that actually resembles a. Believe it or not, folks, they look like lions. But. As you know, through the years with them inhabiting the planet, and you know, once the Draco came back and they were introduced, you know, to the to Earth as it was renewed, they had to hack into the Matrix and overtake it, which they did, and they still are in control of it right now. And their main base is, as I said before, is Saturn, because Saturn's in control of this whole system, and they run it from Titan.
Wow, that's deep. All right, guys, go hit a short 3-minute break. This is Clearing the Air. Y'all come back with us, please. We'll be right back.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, and I know why you're here. Hot weather is just around the corner.
You guessed it, and that means it's time to get your AC tuned for the summer.
Since my AC runs all the time and struggles keeping the house cool, a spring tune-up would be a much-needed kickstart.
Yes, and it will help your AC run more efficient and perform at full capacity.
Doing a tune-up in spring and fall is affordable and will also help eliminate a major failure with a major cost and extend the life of your AC.
Yes, you also get your AC drain checked and flushed with a spring tune-up. Don't let a clogged up drain or rusted drain pan flood your ceiling and ruin the start of your spring.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and tune up your AC today. Call United at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Airport Trailer is the River Region headquarters for CM Truck Beds. CM Truck Beds, built to work, built to last, perfect for farming and ranching, and the new service beds for technicians and service workers. CM Truck Beds are the best in the industry, and you can see the difference. B&W hitches, sealed wiring harnesses, LED lights, and premium powder coat finishes. CM Truck Beds look good and are built to work. Airport Trailer, your River Region Big Tech's dealer. New trailers, repairs, or tune-ups, it's Airport Trailer. Call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Okay, we're back. Earlier I was telling you about Ireland. Ireland, Africa was the key. I've told you about Ireland. Now I'm gonna tell you about Africa. Folks, Africa has the root race. The first race that was actually created on Earth was in Africa, and that was the pre-flood race. Believe it or not, there was a race before Adam was a
pre-Adamic.
Yeah, it was a pre-Adamic race, and that race was seated in Africa, and. And there were several other races that came here. There was one race that I know of for sure, called the Dogon, that lived in Mali, Africa. And if you pull up online and look at one of them, and you tell me, you're probably coming to the same conclusion I did, that they're sentient, they walk upright, they're pygmy, they're short, but in some ways, they don't look all the way human, but they're Negroid, and they just look kind of funny, to be honest with you. but they told the scientists that first found them in Mali, Africa that they were
they're still there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still there.
Wow.
Yeah, and told them where they came from and everything. And the actual scientists didn't believe them.
Are they the ones that presented the map?
They were the ones that presented the map of the star system. And believe it or not, they were from the Sirius star system. They were from the same the same star system that Isis is from. If you look in the night sky, or you look on a stellar map, you'll see that the Sirius star system is in line with those three belt stars in Orion, and that star is not only one star, it was three stars, but now it's two stars, and the one that collapsed that was Sirius C, that's the one that became that was the one that became the infamous Planet X due to the war that was fought in that sector millions of years ago.
So how did it get going, and has it always had a 3,600 year orbit, or you know what I'm asking? If that's the star that became Planet X, did it get kicked out of the solar system? Did something happen to?
Yes, it was a okay. War. It was an angelic war. That
gotcha.
those were the I mentioned it before on the show. Those were that happened during the Orion Wars. That actual star was collapsed, and it got caught in Earth's magnetic field when it was kicked out.
Gotcha.
And you know, if you go online and look up what is a how can I put this, an alien race capable of I forget the name of the word that the scientists used. Mm-hmm. It was Michio Kaku that described it.
I like him.
And he said that that some alien races are able to actually control the output of a star. They can collapse them, and they can start them up. You know, when they get ready.
Wow.
And I think this would happen to Sirius C. And they actually told the scientists where they came from. They actually drew the star map. They actually drew it on the ground and showed it to them. You know,
that's unreal.
Yes, it is.
That's like Betty and Barney Hill. She presented a map that they had told her, and it was knowledge we didn't even have at that time.
Right,
which blows me away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But these are some really interesting stories, and I ran across a blog. I think it was yesterday. And I was reading about how some of the fallen angels came to be as they are. And if you're listening to our dad, and if you've seen the movie Noah, and you know that there were some fallen angels in that movie, and those angels, they actually helped Noah to try to rebuild the ark, because they were trying to get back into good graces with the creator. With Prime Creator.
That
yes.
makes sense. Yeah.
And if you notice what form they were in, they looked like they were they were made out of rocks.
Oh my God!
Looked like they were walking rocks. Okay, the reason why I mention that is because I've seen that in at least four places in sci-fi movies. It was on Star Trek: The Next Generation.
What was seen? What rocks that are moving?
Yes, rocks that are moving. Yes,
I saw
rocks
something that are about sentient. That too. Videos of rocks that,
yeah.
I wonder what that was.
These rocks had physical form.
Uh huh.
And they were like, they looked like granite, but they were walking rocks.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That's also in Tim Allen's movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's in about four places.
It is.
It was on Star Trek with Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
The Noah movie, Star Trek: The Next Generation, and
Galaxy Quest.
And Galaxy Quest. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
Yeah. And what I'm getting at, people, is that when the fallen angels were kicked out, of course they were there were lots of administrations of them, and they had different talents, you know, different
yep.
size.
Enoch tells us that.
Yes.
Yep.
And I mean these things were intelligent and talented, and some of them lost their countenance, and some of them were just they were just living in the ether, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
When they could actually live in space. These could.
Wow.
And what they did was they hacked into the proton field. When I say proton field, I'm talking about the actual the actual energy that's out in space, or the gas that's out in space. Hmm. And and if you were to actually see a real picture of space, it's gaseous looking. And there's a lot of energy out there. And what they did was they hacked into the proton field, and they actually started to incarnate like a planet does when it forms, because it gathers all the stellar gas, the dust, and makes a form. In other words, it comes to life, and that's what they did. I mean, I was amazed when I saw this, and as soon as I heard him say it, it harkened back to every one of those movies that I looked at. Mm-hmm. And it had that form in it, or that type of creature.
They have to show us this stuff because free will.
Yeah,
so they show it in entertainment,
and it makes me think that if a creature that's 7/8, 9th density. Like the fallen angels were, they have to have a body. They have to have something that can they can incarnate to actually be able to make an impression upon this three-dimensional world that we live in.
That's true. Wow. What deep stuff. Folks, you know how I often talk about subliminal messaging and how the enemy targets the subconscious? Now I'm going to tell you why he targets the subconscious. 90 to 99% of all brain activity occurs at the unconscious area of our brain. And listen to this. The speed of 400 billion actions a second. This is your subconscious. You don't even realize it. Compare that to the conscious speed of 2,000 actions a second. 400 billion versus 2,000. You begin to understand how powerful our subconscious happens to be. Think about this. Lucifer, as he was known at the time of our development, was very high up in Creation Incorporated, and he knows all that I just told you. He knows this. Most likely he was involved in some way whatsoever of our creation. So he was privy to things about us that mankind itself doesn't know. Also, think about this. We're electric. We generate it. We use it. Just one human brain in a single day creates more electrical energy through impulses than all the cell phones in the world in the same time period. And people believe that we crawled out of the primordial ooze billions of years ago and evolved into what we are now. Give me a frickin' break. We are the result of an intelligent designer, the one whom I call God, all caps. That's where we came from. We were created, folks. We didn't evolve. That's BS. Our brains are so complex. Mankind can't figure it out. It's better than any computer ever. Now, they're knocking on the door with one thing that scares me is AI, and it's coming. And even the brightest minds on this planet have warned us about AI. Because just like in the Terminator and all the stuff they show us on TV, the so-called entertainment, when they create an AI, when it starts to have or starts to get close to being sentient life, in other words, think for itself, what do you think it's going to realize? It's going to realize that I'm smarter than these things that created me. Why are they telling me what to do? And they're going to take over. Now, as crazy and as sci-fi and all that as that sounds, that makes sense. And I'm telling you, that's what they're expecting to happen with AI. This is why we're being warned about AI. And it's coming, folks.
I think it's already here, Terry. There was something else that was kind of creepy, you know, that I heard, too, about AI. The blog was saying that if once AI is introduced, not created, once it's introduced in a civilization or a planet, and you can tell... He said that you can tell that a civilization is near is in once AI is introduced.